Why were there so many afflictions, and why did the people feel that they had no shepherd? Until Jesus arrived. And I think the answer lies in the fact of human guilt. Oftentimes people refuse to teach or to refute or to point out the errors that they themselves make because they're ashamed. And so we're reaching a point in time in which the leaders of the people are ashamed for their sins, and they don't want to seem hypocritical, and so they're not teaching. They're staying silent like that mute spirit. They're letting idols take over the people instead of God's Holy Spirit take over the people. And it's a terrible, terrible situation to be in. You know, St. Francis Xavier destroyed thousands, if not tens of thousands, of idols. And the reason why he destroyed idols is because every time he saw a statue that was not God, that claimed to be God, he saw and claimed that there was a demon inside. What are those demons that people are hanging on to? Is it lust? Is it greed? Is it wrath? Is it pride? Is it envy? Is it sloth? What is it? And why have people made it an idol in their lives? Are they ashamed and feel that they cannot go beyond this? Because with God, this idol can be destroyed. With the message of good news, people can be liberated. We have to turn to God. And we have to know who He is in order to be freed from our sins. We don't mistake God for something that we craft of our own intelligence or handiwork. That's foolishness. And yet people still do it today. Ask people, what is your God? And they'll be saying to themselves, well, I don't really have any gods. Well then, what do you believe in? Science, military power, education, wealth. Have you made those your God? Because if they are the first things that we go to before prayer, then they have become gods. And so we ask God during this time, the one true God, to purify our hearts and to rid us of all those things that bind us, make us sick, disrupt the entirety of the human family because of the effects of sin. And we ask God that we might be freed so that we can experience the salvation He won for us on the cross. And if we can't, then we should beg Him for the grace to do so.